Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy. Today I want to continue with habits. Last time we were talking about triggers and how important triggers are for habits. Today I want to continue with how do you actually create the right habits? How do you know that habit is something that will really serve you, that will really do something for you? We have to keep in mind that when you create a habit and you're doing something over and over again, it becomes quite natural. There are lots of habits you probably already have which are not very good. And there are certain things you automatically do, like some people, the TV goes on and they just can't stop looking at it. So there's a trigger in them which as soon as the TV switches on, that's it. You know, everything else switches off and TV becomes their main aspect. Now this is the same thing, or if they hear a beep on their mobile phone, then any conversation goes down the river, you know, and that's it. The mobile phone becomes their focus point. These are bad habits. These are things which we don't realize we do. And if someone reminds us on this and says, do you think that's right? I mean, we're just having a conversation and you're just in the middle of it, you start looking at your phone and you don't really see it as that. For you, it's just quite natural. You don't really understand the point. Now, if we can model ourselves, and that's what habits or creating habits actually does, it allows you to model yourself the way you would really like to be. You can recreate yourself. This is the power of habits. It's incredible what you can do with that. Now, keeping that in mind, then it's quite important to find out the right habits for yourself, to make sure that you're not going to get something into you, a system or a way which you don't really like. So let me give you an idea how I do this. Maybe you can take something out of this for yourself. When I was looking at habits and which habits I would like to create, then it's quite easy. You can, of course, say, all right, you know, I'm not really fit enough. I want to create something better and out of myself. I want to look better. I want to make more. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the gym and I go every day and I go whatever for 2 hours in the gym and I'm going to train my ass off more or less and just do that. Now, of course, that's a habit you can do. You can trigger yourself. You can say, when I come home, the first thing I do, I'm going to go get my bag. I go straight down the gym and I'm going to go for it. Full blast, 2 hours, and that's it. Now, that sounds pretty cool. There's, of course, a side effect on this because in these 2 hours, you're not going to be at home. So if you have a family, you have children, and they might not be as happy with this aspect. So from that point of view, that habit is maybe great for your body, but it could be quite bad for your family. So certainly something to think about. So that's why what I do, I actually created myself four cornerstones, four areas which I know I want to, which are quite important to me. And the four areas are, one is family. So everyone around me, that can be your girlfriend, boyfriend, your children, your wife, whatever. That's your family life. This is you and your family. The other side I have, this is work. This is me and work. So how do I want to be at work? I mean, what kind of person do I want to be at work? How do I see myself at work? And, well, everything related to that aspect. Another one is me personally, my health, my fitness, my everything related to me. So do I want to take care of myself or not? I mean, how important is this for me? And the fourth one is how other people see me. So that's my image, my branding, the things I create to the outside world. The way I would like to be seen by others. Now, these are the four cornerstones for me. And in these cornerstones, I have a list on each of those. And in that list, I define myself very much how I would like to be. So who do I want to be? For example, in my family area, I want to make sure that I'm there for my family, that I take time, that I'm there for my children, that they know I'm there for them. And they know when they come to me and ask me a question, I'm going to listen to them. I'm going to be there and I'm going to go through this. My wife knows I'm going to take time for her and I will definitely even go shopping if I have to. Whatever it is, there are going to be certain areas I will do. This is my family and they're very important to me. So I make sure this is everything on that list relates to that. At work it's the same. I'm quite eager and I love working and I really enjoy the things I do. I love working with people. So I want to spend time on it and I want to be there, but I don't want to waste my time either. So I'm going to be very productive, I'm going to be full on, I'm going to work with my clients, I'm going to make sure they become successful, this is what my job is, and this is how I see myself at work. So I know what I'm doing, I'm very precise, I'm very oriented in one direction, and you know, questioning myself constantly, making sure I'm on the right path, and so on. So this is a list which I have on the work side. Then, of course, I have the other side, which is myself and the health and the way I'm going to be. So I definitely, on that list, I have things I want to be fit, and I definitely want to spend some time to be fit and to become fit. I also are quite important for me, the area is food and what I eat and how I eat and the time I spend eating and so on. So there are certain things which I'm quite keen on that's on the list of my health side, you know. And then the fourth one is, of course, my branding and my image, and that is how I would like other people to see me. So how do I want to come over? What kind of person do I want to be? That's, for example, things like what I'm wearing and the way I react towards other people, the way I see myself towards other people. That's quite an important area for me too. So once you have a list there, you can see where you have certain shortcomings, where there are certain areas where you know you need to improve on, which are not natural to you, which you still either struggle doing them or you just don't do them enough, or you never do them and you know you need to do them. So in that sense, out of that list, I can create myself, I mean, I could come up with probably hundreds of things I would like to do. Now, in order to figure out which ones to start with, I usually start with the easiest ones to turn around. The reason I'm using the easiest ones is because the chance that I'm actually going to do is much, much higher if it's something that's easily done. But also, because it's doing something, it doesn't matter how small it is, it has an impact because it forces a change in action. So there is something happening that changes your current lifestyle just by doing something, even if it's a small thing. So when you see that, then you understand very, very quickly that it makes sense to start with the lowest possible one, the easiest one to turn around. And I actually start with the easiest one in each of those segments. So I take one on each of them. But also, when I look at this habit, I look, what is the impact of it? So if I do this, will this impact any of the others? And will that make a negative impact on them in any way? Or will that stop me maybe doing something in that field or being the person I would like to be in that field? So that way I can filter out very, very quickly what kind of habit will work for me. Well, and then the rest really is just about putting the habit into place, you know, and just start doing it. If it's an easy one, it's quite straightforward. I define a trigger for it. I say, okay, when I'm going to do this, or how I'm going to do this, in what circumstances I'm going to do this. So, for example, when I'm sitting on my desk, I'm working. This is my working time. So here, I'm working. So my family, everybody knows that when I'm on the desk, I'm working. So I just won't have the same time. I mean, I'm not going to be rude, but I won't have the same time for them when I'm on the desk working. So I would like them to respect that. And when they chat about it, they all understand that. That's it. But when I get up and I go and sit down with them, then it's their time. And work is gone. Work is off. Work is on my desk. And when I get up and I get on the couch or I sit on the table or whatever, it's their time. And I'm going to be there for them. When I go out and I go for a run, then this is about me being physically fit. If I go and buy food or anything, this is me trying to buy the right food. So in these areas, I'm fully concentrated on. This is what I do. And of course, if I'm with other people and I go to a party or something else, then this is me, you know, building my image and building my structure and learning from other people and studying other people and understanding how they react towards me and how I react towards them. And how I can be better at it, and how I can get more influence and be more powerful in my way of presenting myself to other people without being, you know, a negative in a sense, in a positive way, I mean. So these are aspects. So this is quite easy. So I've never really run out of habits I would like to learn. But then there are also certain habits I already have which are negative, which I don't like, which I want to change. So for these, I need some others which I can replace them with. Because it's very hard to just not do something, especially if you used to do something for a long period of time. The best thing to do is if you identify the trigger that lets you do the things you don't want to do, and you use exactly the same trigger with a new habit which will bring you in the right direction. That way you can replace very quickly, you can replace the action itself. See what I mean? So that is something that makes it very, very easy finding the right habits and creating the habits for yourself. So if you have ideas how you do this, or if you have any news or any, you know, things which you've seen on other people, what they've done, well, just send us a note or put it here underneath on our blog and just tell us what you think about and how you actually do your own habits. How do you create them and how do you know they're the right habits for yourself? It's an interesting area and actually not as difficult as it sounds, but I can understand why you could get stuck, because I was there. And I understand very well that, and actually I created quite a lot of bad habits myself instead of good ones at the beginning, because I didn't get that right. I didn't quite understand. But I hope this podcast is helping you to find the right way and getting into the right direction. And well, we're going to continue with habits. And on the next podcast, we're going to do habits in a different way. And let's just see what we can manage there and how we can change that. Well, I hope that you can take something out of this. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you again. Take care. Bye.